Well, welcome back, everybody. You are with me, Sophia, right here on PBA FM 89.7, Manic Monday. It is 1:30. And as I said earlier, I have a special guest in the studio with me, the lovely Joan Randall. Hello, Joan.
Oh, hi, Sophia.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's great news. Okay, we are here to talk about hypnotherapy. So, I had a look here, and the use of hypnosis as a therapeutic technique is what it says.
Yep.
So tell us a bit about, hypnotherapy and what it does.
Hypnotherapy is a very, very natural state that we go into ourselves on a daily basis, and we do it frequently. It can happen, like you could be daydreaming, staring out the window or something, and you just go off, you're in your own little world, or you can be driving along somewhere and you think, God, I got here quickly. You know, it could be a 20-minute journey and it seems like it's 5 minutes because you've done it in trance. We do it automatically, but we don't realise that we do it at all.
Okay. And everyone does it, as we know.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah. So you are a qualified hypnotherapist?
Yes, that's correct.
And what made you want to get into that?
I initially had no interest at all.
Okay.
It was my friend that she said to me, oh, this was a few years ago now. She said, oh, there's this course going on in the city and it's a hypnotherapist. Will you come with me? And I said, no. You know, oh, she said, it would be great. And I couldn't understand why she wanted to do it. I had absolutely no interest and I thought, oh, she's bonkers, you know.
Yeah.
So I just went along initially just to shut her up, because over a period of about a month she kept on and on about it. So I just went down. She said, look, you know, it'll be good fun. And it was a weekend course, 3-day course. So I went along, and you know, and he's talking about the conscious mind and the unconscious mind and sort of drawing things up on the wall and that, and I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's quite interesting. Then he called somebody up as a demo, and it was just in conversation, and he just started talking to this lady, and then she shut her eyes and I'm watching. But she shut them, but they were only half closed. So you could see the whites of her eyes. And I was like, oh, look at that. I just thought it was so cool. And I was just totally hooked.
Can I ask you, when you went to see this guy, did you believe in it at all?
No.
You just thought it's just a lot of, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot. I really thought, oh, my God. My impression of hypnotherapy was what you see on the telly.
Yes, that's,
you know,
what I've seen.
Stage hypnosis. I thought he's going to have me clucking like a chicken by lunchtime.
That's what I was.
Yeah. It's completely, completely different.
Yeah. Because it is, as it says, it is a therapeutic technique. And that actually means something.
It does. It heals people. People can get stuck. They get their issues. There's lots of issues. It's smoking, anxiety, depression. It goes on and on. The list goes on.
That's right.
And sometimes they get caught in a loop and they can't, with their conscious mind, they're thinking, oh, I've got to try this. I've got to try that. But their conscious mind is trying to fix things and it's never going to happen. You go to the doctors, they'll give you a pill to help with whatever.
Yes.
But when people like me get to see them and they talk to me and I start to speak to the unconscious mind, then I can put a chink into the loop that they've developed and it can change their direction.
These people that you see, do they understand that? Like, do you explain that to them before you go ahead and do whatever it is you do? And they, because a lot of people have more of an open mind than others, because I've been talking to someone else about this, and I know somebody who went to a hypnotist to give up smoking, a hypnotherapist, but it worked for a month or so and then he went back to it. But as I say, everyone's mind is different and some, I guess, are more open to that sort of, things than others. And as a hypnotherapist, are there people that you think you may not get through to?
Definitely.
That you can't,
Definitely. The biggest thing with any therapy, if you like, is the rapport that you build up with that person.
Yes.
It's a two-way street. I can open up the mind, but they've got to be prepared to go there.
Yes. Is it a matter of want? Yes, definitely. They have to want it. It's like, yeah, as you say, could be cessation of smoking or even drinking or you know, any like, as you say, anxiety, but they have to want to do it.
Definitely.
You're fighting a losing battle if they don't.
Yeah. When I first see somebody, I do like a 15-minute consultation to see, because they may not be the right fit. They've got to be the right fit. And if they're very much, fix me, but they don't want to go there, I can't help them.
Yeah. And do you know that within the first, would you know? Yeah, so you'd know that within the first 15 minutes of looking at.
Yeah, because of their attitude, what have they tried to do, how long has it been going for, what the problem is, of course, but it all boils down to their attitude. If they're not open to natural therapies, if they're not open to hypnotherapy, I can't help them.
Because I have seen some of your testimonials and, I know you have helped some people. So that's a wonderful thing. So we've talked about that, but we've talked about how does it work and is it safe? Because as we talked about, we've talked about, the cruise ship type thing, whether people get up on, you have a hypnotist doing all sorts of silly things. One of the questions is it safe? And
yes, it's 100% safe because it's natural.
Yep. And how do people, how long would you sort of say that if you've helped that person, do they stay that, say they've, let's, as an example, say they wanted to quit smoking and have you had people that have actually done that and gotten back to you and said, look, it's been X amount of weeks, months, and I'm still okay. Do you actually hear from people that you've helped in later on, or once you've seen them and helped them, that's sort of the end of it? And
I tend to, like, I send a message sort of 24, 48 hours afterwards or something to see how they're going. But obviously, I can't chase these people. I can't wrap them in cotton wool. And in the therapy, we build up the resilience before they leave the door, if that makes sense. And then 9 times out of 10, people go off and then they just go off and lead their life. They don't need me anymore.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get on with a song here. And I'm going to go to a really nice track from Neil Young, Harvest Moon. And we'll have a little break and a little drink. And we'll be right back. PBA FM 89.7. It is nearly 15 minutes to 2 o'clock. I'm here with the lovely Joan Randall. We are talking about hypnotherapy and the use of hypnosis. So as we were saying, what are some of the other ones that you've dealt with?
I've had weight loss. Anxiety is a big one, stress and anxiety. I've had paranoia, smoking. Oh, crikey, there's loads.
Yep.
If people can't sort these issues out themselves, then it's best to go and seek help.
And how many times would you see that person?
Just the one.
Yeah. It's just a one-off thing.
Yeah, it is, because it's almost like everybody's problems have all stemmed from their past, and 9 times out of 10 it's to do with childhood traumas, stress, all sorts of things can trigger it, but it's somewhere in their past. And somebody could come to see me for smoking, for weight, whatever, and that's never the issue. It's always something in the past underlying that's triggered it. And we go through it. It's almost like as if you've got a sore and it's become infected, which is the problem.
Yeah.
We have to dig out the infection first before it can heal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because as you say, there's usually an underlying reason for that to come to the fore in the first place. And once you've, say it is weight or anxiety or whatever it is, that's stayed with you for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
So, and I find it quite amazing that you can be seen once.
Yeah.
And it can be as really, I guess, as simple as that.
Yeah, it is. Because it takes 90 seconds for something to grab our attention. And for it to grab our attention goes into the subconscious mind. After the 90 seconds, we carry on. We're doing it ourselves. And the subconscious mind will always try to protect you, be it good or bad. You could be walking down the street and say a dog jumps out of a fence and it's barking at you. And your initial reaction is to jump back because that's your subconscious.
Yeah, that's right.
To protect you. Mm-hmm. And then you carry on about your way, and then you may hear a dog and you feel a bit stressed and a bit anxious by it. And that problem that was initial will grow horns and become that monster in your subconscious mind. So you've got this fear of dogs.
Well,
but
yeah.
You've grown that yourself in your subconscious mind, but your subconscious has automatically protected you by jumping out of the way. It's protected you, and now it's fear. It's thinking, "I must protect her. I must protect her," because that fear is there, and so then it just stays with them for years and years, and that's how these things develop.
Mm. Because actually, speaking of that, I mean, I was walking my little dog, and I had a dog that was German Shepherd, probably weighed about 55-60 kilos. Came running out at me and knocked me over. I let my dog go, luckily, and she got away. But I fell down, onto the road, and I was hurt pretty badly, scraped on my knee, and I hurt my ankle. All this, luckily he didn't bite me or anything. But as you say, I haven't really walked my dog much anymore because of that very reason. And I just think, is it worth going out and doing that? And, is there a dog that's going to come out and jump on top of me again? And, it was a horrible experience. And as you say, that sort of stuck with me all this time. So, I just don't do it very often. Mm. So perhaps I need to come see you.
Yeah. And that's how these things are triggered.
Yeah.
In such a quick, fleeting moment. Mm. But it can stay with you for years.
Yeah, and it's very strange because I saw the person with that dog, and he was in his own home, but I had a funny feeling, and I was walking towards that way, and I kind of thought maybe I'll just turn around and go back, but then I thought, no, he's there, the owner's there, I'll be okay, and yet lo and behold, before the owner had a chance, this thing just came flying at me, and that was that, and I was on the other side of the road basically. So and that's a scary thing too.
Yeah.
So
because you go into that fight or flight mode.
That's right. Yeah. So you've been doing this for,
about 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you're actually very, qualified and, sort of thing. So.
And I love it. You're giving something back to people.
Mm-hmm.
It just can help so many people, and it's natural. I'm really into natural therapies anyway.
Yeah.
It just gives people back their lives. It gives them back their future.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that people come to you when perhaps they've tried, as you say, lots of other things,
for sure,
and they're maybe at their wit's end? And
definitely. Normally, hypnotherapy is a last resort because they've tried everything else.
Yeah. Okay. So you can be made and made to do things that you're not happy about. What's?
No, you can't. You've got to be compliant if you want. If you want this to happen, you've got to be compliant. It won't be, oh God, she's going to have me clucking like a chicken or whatever, dancing around like a raving loony. That doesn't happen. You are in total control the whole time.
Okay. So, all right. It's very interesting indeed. Let's take another little break and let's go with a song. And we'll be back very shortly. And have you met Miss Jones? I have. Okay, Joan and I are talking hypnotherapy, so let's get on with some more. What were we going to say? We were going to talk about...
You were talking about surgery and
oh, that's right,
like that?
Because I read that this was pioneered by two men, James Baird and James Edsdale, and they did that to people to... anaesthetise patients before going into surgery. That's how powerful that can actually be when you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you get an anaesthetist and you have what you have done, and yet to me that's like, how is that possible?
A lot of it is, obviously it would all be set up beforehand. That's not my field, but for me, I would see somebody that feels anxious about surgery coming up and things like
that. Yeah, people do. It is a bit very big thing, and a lot of people are very anxious when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, because the mind controls everything that goes on in our body. It is the hub of everything.
Mm-hmm. True,
for sure. It's how it's all set up, and you can take away the pressure and the fear. With hypnotherapy, you can't take away a memory of something, but you can take away the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel emotional about something like that that's coming up, you can help that. You can help to alleviate it. I've got a friend that does hypnobirthing, mm-hmm. and women go in and have babies without any drugs whatsoever.
Really?
And Kate, Princess Kate, you know, William mm-hmm. and Kate, that's mm-hmm. exactly how she had her baby.
Wow. So even that, because I find it, I don't know, I'm in two minds, as I guess a lot of people are, until you actually really need to try something that you've never tried before.
Exactly.
And, you know, to fix a problem that's been bothering you for a long time. And, you know, if you are at your wit's end, I guess, you know, you will try anything, won't you?
Yeah, and it works. And I was the biggest skeptic. When I first went along for that weekend, I was the biggest skeptic.
And so that really made you believe and want to carry on with this. Because you said you've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah. I absolutely adore it. And I feel very passionate about it because it is giving back something. It's helping people. And that's what we're here for, really, mm-hmm. To give something back instead of take all the time.
Yeah.
And it just gives people that future. It gives them their lives back.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way I can describe it is if you're watching Channel 7, but you want to watch something on Channel 9, you want the freedom of your life, if you like, on Channel 9, all the time you're still tuning into Channel 7, you're never going to get it.
Mm.
But if I come along and put a chink in that loop
mm-hmm.
so that you're tuning in to Channel 9, you're never going to be able to tune it back in on Channel 7 because you're already on a different frequency, a different wavelength.
And I guess this is what you learn
in
your course because, you know, what you're saying to me is you're telling me and I'm thinking, okay. But, you know, as you say, 3 years you've been doing this. So I guess, you know what you're talking about. And I think to myself, well, and I'm wondering how I would actually go if I went to, say, a seminar like that or something and I wonder if, you know, but as you say, you are into all natural things. So, that's really good. And what other, you know, things have you, is there anything else that you've done for, we've covered sort of weight loss, all that sort of thing, but.
I've had some interesting clients. I had one lady, she was very overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said about the subconscious mind is always trying to protect us, she was abused when she was younger. She was sexually abused when she was younger, which came out. And she'd put this, as she described to me, she'd put on a fat suit
mm-hmm.
to protect herself,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah,
it's just amazing how our mind works.
Yeah.
And it's trying to protect us, be it good or be it bad.
Yeah.
It will always try to protect us.
Mm.
And the unconscious mind is always listening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very deep and powerful thing, isn't it?
Very much so.
And I guess, what about people that, sleeplessness, you know, like people can't, I have trouble sleeping, you know. You get people that, suffer from insomnia and
yes.
all that kind of thing. And
definitely, yeah,
and
for sure.
And you can actually help them out to...
Yep.
Yep.
And I think because we live in such a busy world nowadays, we're like hamsters on a treadmill.
Yeah.
We don't stop. Mm-hmm. We don't smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
We're always rushing here, rushing there. You're taking time out for yourself to sit back and smell the roses.
Mm.
And it's very peaceful. It's very, very rewarding. And it's a lovely, lovely experience mm-hmm. to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should experience it at some time in their life because it changes lives.
And how long does a session take, say? Is it depending on the person
yes.
and what the problem is?
Oh, yeah. For sure. It goes anything from an hour to 2 hours normally.
Okay, yeah, that long, okay.
Yeah. It's not.
Because you've got to delve in, I guess.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course, because it's like a counselling session as well.
You can't just come in and say, da-da-da, and yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got to get to know within that person what's troubling them and kind of bring that to the fore, I guess, so that you're able to get to the problem, to the point at the root of the problem and then get them the help they need from there, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of that, you know, I get to know the problem and that on the consultation anyway.
That's right.
And that's when I you know, you work out whether you can or you can't help these people.
Okay.
And it's really whether they also want to help themselves.
Yeah.
'Cause I can only... open up that part of the mind, mm-hmm. they've got to be prepared to go there. And then I will hold their hand and take them exactly where they need to go.
Yeah.
Because they know themselves better than anybody.
Mm, exactly, yeah. So there are people that you might see that you think, you know, that they know that they won't get help, the help, you know, from you.
Yeah. And I'm so,
you can actually probably tell by now.
Yeah.
The people that you see.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. I had one lady, she wanted to see me in the early days and she was a smoker. Mm-hmm. She wasn't open to it whatsoever. And I just gave her money back and said, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Until you're prepared to go down that path.
Yeah.
Nobody can help you.
Yeah, that's true. It's a matter of, as we said, it's a matter of wanting to as well. And once you get into that subconscious there, you know, you can sort of, well, it is doable, as we all know, you know. And I know quite a few people that have been to a hypnotherapist and they've done great things for them.
Yeah.
So it's a really good, it's really good to do. And as you say, it's natural. There's, you know, no drugs involved, none of that. And it's all highly confidential. And, you know, it's just you're the expert. And, you know, if they need help, they come to you. And speaking of that, and how can they come to you?
I've got a website and it's I'm called Relax Hypnotherapy Adelaide. Mm-hmm. relaxhypnotherapyadelaide.com.au.
Okay.
I've got my website. You can always check me out and it says all about it. And I'm a conversational hypnotherapist. I don't use scripts.
Okay.
Everything I do is targeted completely to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Yep. And you're on Facebook too? They can get you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm also on Facebook.
That's
a
good way to get a hold of you as well, if you Joan Randall on Facebook.
Yes, and it's
a great little website too. I've had a look at it.
Thank you.
As I say, I've read some testimonials, and it's very, very nice indeed. So,
and it changes lives.
Yeah,
it gives them that future, because people sometimes it's almost like they've got a blanket over their head and they're not. Mm-hmm. They can't see the wood for the trees, if you like.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just like that just don't see it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. And it opens up their world. It gives them back their future.
Yeah. And can I just quickly ask you, as a hypnotherapist, are there people that you sort of can see that or you might speak to in your daily life that you think, you know, could use some help in some way?
You think,
I could actually help you, even though they're not there to see you. But if you were just interacting on a day basis or something with someone, and they sort of maybe said something to you, or could you, can you tell?
You can't tell, but if they start talking to me about, you know, they've got different issues or whatever, then I would always say, you know, have you tried hypnotherapy or whatever? Maybe give them a card and say, look me up if that's where you want to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a choice.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? And it's no point pushing it on anybody.
No, that's true.
Because that would just get
them. Yeah, gets their back up and it doesn't work, you know. And as you say, it works for people and some people it doesn't. But as you have to want to help yourself. At the end of the day, you have to want to help yourself too.
That's
deep down in your subconscious as well.
Yeah.
And that's where it all comes from.
Yeah. Because I can only do so much. They've got to come to the party. If they don't want the help, nobody can help them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, look, it's just after 2 o'clock, so we'll leave it there. I think we've sort of covered quite a bit of that, so it's very interesting indeed. And as I said, I've been with Joan Randall from Relax Hypnotherapy Adelaide, and that was at
www.relaxhypnotherapyadelaide.com.au.
Okay, and you can get her on Facebook too, Joan Randall. So there you go. If you do need help, you know, and you have tried everything, give it a go. It can't hurt you, and it can only do you good. So, you know, as I say, give it a go and just see how you go. Open your mind to different things. Isn't that right? Just, you've got to open your mind to different things.
Yeah, definitely.
And
help is out there.
Yeah, help. I keep saying that too. Help
you
is
don't
out there.
Suffer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say that too. Even with my other show, the help is out there. So there's really no need to suffer alone.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, you know, please try and get some help and it's there for you.
Yeah.
And I know Joan personally, and she won't steer you astray. She's a brilliant, brilliant lady. So, okay, we will leave it there. And a big thank you for coming in this afternoon, you know, and coming into my little show here on Manic Mondays and
Thanks
giving up
me.
Your valuable time.
Thank you. It's been brilliant. I've loved it.
So have I. Okay, let's go to a track. And I will get back into the swing of things shortly. Let's go with Harvey Danger.